As they rode out through the gates of the Palace of Memnon, Taita checked the height of the afternoon sun. There remained several hours of daylight. On an impulse, he ordered the sergeant of his escort not to take the direct road to Thebes, but instead to make a detour along the funereal way towards the western hills and the great royal necropolis, which was hidden in one of the rugged rock valleys. They rode past the temple in which Taita had supervised the embalming of the earthly body of his beloved Lostris. It had taken place 70 years before, but time had not dimmed the memory of that harrowing ceremony. He touched the periapt, which contained the lock of her hair that he had snipped from her head. They climbed up through the foothills past the Temple of Hathor, an impressive edifice that sat atop a pyramid of stone terraces. Taita recognized a priestess who was strolling along the bottom terrace, accompanied by two of her novices, and turned aside to speak to her. "May the divine Hathor protect you, mother," he greeted her, as he dismounted. Hathor was the patroness of all women, so the high priest was female. "I had heard that you had returned from your travels, Magus," she hurried to embrace him. "We all hoped that you would visit us and tell us of your adventures." "Indeed, I have much to relate that I hope will interest you. I have brought papyrus maps of Mesopotamia and Ecbatana, and the mountainous lands crossed by the Khorasan Highway beyond Babylon." "Much will be new to us," the high priestess smiled eagerly. "Have you brought them with you?" "Alas, no. I am on another errand and did not expect to meet you here. I left the scrolls in Thebes. However, I will bring them to you at the first opportunity." "That cannot be too soon," the high priestess assured him. "You are welcome here at any time. We are grateful for the information you have already provided. I am certain that what you have now is even more fascinating." "Then I will trespass upon your kindness. May I ask a favour?" "Any favour that is mine to bestow is already yours. You have only to name it." "I have conceived a pressing interest in volcanoes."
"Which ones?"
"They are legion and situated in many lands." "All those that arise close to the sea, perhaps on an island, or on the banks of a lake or a great river. I need a list, mother." "That is not a burdensome request," she assured him. "Brother Newbank, our most senior cartographer, has always had a consuming interest in volcanoes and other subterranean sources of heat, such as thermal springs and geysers. He will be delighted to compile your list, but expect it to be over-detailed and exhaustive. Newbank is meticulous to a fault. I will set him to work on it at once."
"How long will it take him?"
"Will you visit us in 10 days' time, revered Magus?" she suggested. Taita took his leave and rode on another league to the gates of the necropolis.